Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about six different ways that you can use to perfect your LinkedIn profile. But before we do that, I want this podcast to go to the birds. No, seriously. So we have a dog. 100-pound dog. His name is Buddy Guy. He's an old dude, but he likes to eat. My wife happens to be a fanatic about feeding birds. Now, the dog, he needs to eat. We have to feed him. The birds obviously can, you know, nature's out there. They can find food all over the place, but feeding birds brings her joy. And we actually spend more money on bird seed per month than we do on dog food. Think about that. 100-pound dog versus all these birds in the backyard. Now, what do they have in common? Well, they both kind of poop out there, but other than that, not a whole lot. So you may ask, why do we spend so much money feeding birds? Well, because my wife likes it. She's engaged by it. She loves watching the birds eat at the bird feeder. She loves the sounds that some of those birds make. She's engaged by the activity. And she buys from the benefits. In other words, she doesn't buy the cheapest bird seed she can find. She buys the bird seed that she thinks is going to best meet the needs of the birds. So think about that. With your customers, with people, they tend to get engaged from emotion, but they tend to buy towards the benefits. So in LinkedIn, it's not a whole heck of a lot different. The key thing is your profile is what creates the emotion. The action that people take is the benefits that you can provide them. So here are six things that you need to think about. Number one is your profile picture. Number two is your header image. Number three is the headline that you put at the very, very top of your profile. Number four is the summary text you put right below that headline that outlines what you do. Number five is the media or the things you add that people can click on. And the last one is your contact info, which is kind of buried on your profile, but if people know where to look, they can get it. So let's start with your profile picture. Now, yes, you can have one taken with an iPhone, and if you've got somebody who knows what they're doing, you can take some darn nice ones. But here's the bottom line. Make it professional. Make it look like you are somebody that somebody wants to connect with. So make it fun. Smile. Don't just do the standard corporate headshot where you're staring into the camera looking all prim and proper in a suit and tie. You know, that's okay. But if your personality is a little bit more fun, then have some fun with it. The bottom line is we're there to make an emotional connection with the end user. And that picture is the first thing that they see, especially on mobile devices. The next thing is the header image. Now, the header image is the thing that goes above your profile picture. It should explain who you are, what you do, what audience you talk to, and even have some graphic representation about how you solve other people's problems. Sounds like a lot. It doesn't have to be complicated. But just leaving it as a blue background doesn't do much good. And using just some stock photography really doesn't give people an emotional connection. Unless that stock photography really hits home on what you provide to the end users. Don't be afraid to add your logo, some text, some graphics. Make it interesting. Make it visually stimulating. And most importantly, emotional. The next thing is your headline. Now, most people make a mistake and say, my headline is, I am the CEO of XYZ Corp. No, you're not that. What you are is you are the person that solves a particular problem for a particular type of customer. So, what you should do is focus on what you do for those other people and state it. In other words, I help people find great connections and make great relationships on LinkedIn. That's what I put. Not in those exact words, because you have a limited amount of space, but you have to figure out what is emotionally going to connect with your audience and what will they pay attention to. The next thing is the summary. The summary is the text that's below that. And usually there's a read more button, because it only shows like the first line or two, but that's uber important. That first line should be so compelling that somebody wants to click that read more button. You should make it say, hey, pay attention to the fact that this is what I can do for you and this is how I want to help you. So start off with something powerful that gets people to click the read more button. From there, you can add thousands of characters. You can add a ton of information. But if nobody ever clicks on it, they won't see it. Give them a reason to do that. The next thing is below that, you have the opportunity to add media. What do I mean by media? Well, you can add graphics. You can add infographics. You can add PDFs, you can add links to websites, to podcasts, to webinars, whatever it is that you do. Have some interesting material that if somebody is researching you and your business to learn more about what you do, that you give them the information that feeds their needs. So make sure it's them focused, not all pitchy pitch, you know, buy my crap kind of stuff. Make it something that's going to be interesting, a resource to your audience. The last piece is your contact info. Now, your contact info is usually over on the right-hand side in a clickable button. When it opens up, you have the opportunity to put in everything from your websites to your email address to your phone number to your address to your birthday, whatever you want to put in there. Now, one of the things that I hear is people say, well, I don't want to put all that stuff in there because all people are going to do is contact me and try to sell me things. Well, yeah, but to be honest with you, the vast majority of people that are selling you things by doing the connect and pitch on LinkedIn, which is connect with you and immediately go in and send you a message of how great they are, most of those people never even look at your profile. The people that look at your profile are the ones that are willing to do the research to get to know you. So if they're legitimately interested in you and your business and want to get a hold of you, why would you hide that or not put it up? Yes, you will get some people that will contact you from that who are trying to sell you something. But that's not what we're there for. We're there to connect with people that we can help. So be open and accessible and give them the information they need. If they want to get a hold of you, give them that opportunity. Why would you hide that? So stop thinking of your profile as just a resume. Stop thinking about it in ways that you think people are just going to annoy you. Really, what it's about is creating real connections with real people to start business relationships. So make sure that your profile picture looks emotionally approachable and not stark and cold. Make sure that you add a header graphic that describes what you do, that your headline gives an example of what your brand is, your personal brand. Make sure your summary and media is added in there to give people information about how you can help them. And finally, be open and accessible to being contacted. So if you like this, I'd love for you to check out another one of my websites. It's Leverage LinkedIn for Sales. Leverage LinkedIn for Sales. There I have a lot of opportunities for you to continue to learn how to use LinkedIn in your business the right way to generate great relationships.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.